Staff and tourists among 25 killed in Goa nightclub fire. Ukrainian city hit by massive strike as peace talks in U.S. conclude. Death toll from devastating Indonesia floods passes 900. Hong Kong votes in election as city mourns deadly fire. Deadly attack on kindergarten reported in Sudan. We've lost everything. Australia wildfire rips through homes. Iran arrests marathon organizers over women not wearing hijab. Americans to get free entry to parks on Trump's birthday. At least 11 killed in South Africa mass shooting. Bethlehem Christmas tree lights up for first time since start of Gaza war. A new museum in Doha celebrates Indian art legend, M.F. Hussein. Olympics flame arrives in Rome ahead of Winter Games. National Guardsmen slowly healing after being shot in Washington, D.C. Deadly border fighting breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Legendary architect Frank Gehry dies aged 96. North American leaders take stage together for the first time. U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear case challenging birthright citizenship. Five takeaways from the blockbuster Netflix Warner Brothers deal. Meghan reaches out to estranged father after amputation reports. Spokesman says U.S. panel votes to end recommending hepatitis B vaccine for all newborns. Japan is facing a dementia crisis. Can technology help? Can you ban kids from social media? Australia is about to, but some teens are a step ahead. How the solar storms that cause the northern lights can wreak havoc on Earth. From leaning glass tower to golden fish sculpture, Frank Gehry's most iconic work. Single women risk rape and exploitation in search of a better life in Europe. Shoppers loved the fabric queen. Then, order by order, her story fell apart, lured by lucrative job offers and sent to fight for Russia. Kenyans want their sons back. What should you do if you dislike your friend's partner? Which European countries have mandatory or voluntary military service? We've lost everything. Australia wildfire rips through homes. I don't want to be part of this war machine. Young Germans protest against military service plans. Watch, flames and thick smoke engulf plane in Brazil after fire breaks out. Moment officers wrangle 600-pound alligator from Florida road. Teen influencers on Australia's world-first social media ban. Watch, newly released video shows Jeffrey Epstein's private island home. Watch, what Tennessee's special election means for the Republican Party. Steve Rosenberg, Putin showing no signs of compromise. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant temporarily lost power overnight. IAEA says exclusive. EU, G7 weigh ban on maritime services for Russian oil exports, end to price cap. Oil prices slightly lower, but weekly gains likely ahead of expected U.S. rate cut. Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. Morning bid, tis the season for macro forecasts. Vessel off Yemen reports exchange of fire with small crafts, British Maritime Agency says. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Trump signs order to create food supply chain task forces to protect competition. Pilots Union blocks Allegiant Air bid to get U.S. residency for foreign hires. Senior U.S. diplomat calls EU policies bad for transatlantic partnership. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX, Russia index unchanged. U.S. waives $11 million. Southwest Airlines fine imposed over 2022 holiday meltdown. Indian, U.S. investigators to meet next week on Air India crash, Bloomberg News reports. Volkswagen to invest $186 billion through 2030, CEO says. Brazil, Robusta coffee growers push for quality amid rising prices and climate concerns. Exclusive. Advent's $1 billion deal talks for Whirlpool India stake collapse, sources say. Vietnam's trade surplus with U.S. hits record as exports surge despite tariffs. U.S. consumer credit takes unexpected dip, falling short of forecast. Headline PCE inflation accelerates marginally in September.